أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه الفحشاء والمنكر لا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء هو سميع عليم. ولا يأتل أولو منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله رحيم. إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. يوم عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. يوم يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين يبون للطيبات أولئك يرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Oh, you follow not the footsteps of Shaitan, and who is the footsteps of Shaitan should understand that Shaitan only commands that which is immoral and shameful and wrong. And had it not been for the special grace and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon you, not any one of you would ever been pure. But Allah Ta'ala purifies whomsoever He pleases, and He is all-hearing and all-knowing. And people of distinction and amplitudes of means should never resolve by oath against helping and showing kindness to the relatives destitute, those that migrate in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, forgive and cover faults, overlook faults. Don't you wish that Allah Ta'ala should forgive you and cover your faults? For Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Those who slander chaste women, chaste believing women, who are unaware of the things that go around, are cursed in this life and the hereafter, and for them is a serious punishment. The day their tongues, their hands and their feet will bear witness against them for what they have been doing. On the day that they will receive their dues in full, and they will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reality that makes everything clear. Impure woman are for impure men, and impure men are for impure women, and impure and pure women are for pure men, and pure men are for pure women. These people are innocent against what people say, and for them is a forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. In previous passages about slander, random speech, thoughtless in one's speech, not being careful of the type of talk or the discussion one engages in, not verifying information, and just passing on, transmitting information without verifying it. And as insignificant it may seem to be, but this brings about fitna, problems, and therefore Allah Ta'ala declares this following in the footsteps of Shaitan, not being careful about the use of the tongue and what it can do, the disaster it can bring about. Tongue would refer to any means of conveying messages, conveying any type of information. So this conveying of information, what it can do, what disaster it can bring about. And then the precautionary steps and measures that are to be exercised when transmitting any type of information, adequate information, adequate proof is required before disseminating any type of information. Otherwise, this leads to a wholesale chaos, anarchy, and evil throughout the world. Like, you see, the media carries all type of gossip. Every filth, every junk, every dirt is contained in the media. Though it's given a very polished and a glossy look, but if someone with a little bit of brains and understanding inspects what the media is spewing out, is nothing but filth and dirt. Then we read this, we listen to this, give it a place in our hearts and our minds. Eventually, we become immune to evil. The wrong, the indecency, immoral behavior becomes immune to us. We don't consider it to be wrong and immoral any longer. So this is what is meant by following in the footsteps of Shaitan, for he commands all that which is shameful and wrong. This is his work, to encourage and promote immorality and wrong. And then a note of caution for those that are righteous, that remember, had it not been for the special grace of Allah Ta'ala and his mercy upon you, not a single one of you would have ever been pure. But purity is the work of Allah Ta'ala. He purifies whomsoever he pleases. The one that he's been saved from wrong, from evil, indecent behavior, immoral conduct, then he mustn't consider it to be his personal achievement. Rather, it is only by the grace and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that you are saved from wrong. So at any given time, the good that you see, consider it to be purely the grace and the favor, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that you have been saved from wrong. Don't ever attribute such type of purity to yourself. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was naturally upset with Mista, his cousin, who had been helping all the time. He had been supporting him with an allowance regularly, and now Mista had been caught up in this scandal. Amongst those people that were spreading this news was Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. In every community you have those people that are simple-minded, they don't understand far-reaching implications. Mista had no evil in his heart. It was some news that reached him, and then in all innocence, he began to spread and transmit this news that had reached him, not understanding the far-reaching consequences. But overall, he was a Sahabi, a participant of Badr, and Allah Ta'ala had forgiven all these people that had participated in Badr. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was naturally upset. One is that it was his beloved daughter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that was being accused and slandered for no reason. Number two, the second reason, she being the respected family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three, Abu Bakr had been supporting this man all the time, and then he turns around and this is the slander that he gets involved in against Aisha. So he was naturally upset, very much disappointed, and he resolved by oath that he will never spend upon her, Mista radiallahu anhu, ever. That this is the type of reward he gets for the good that he's been doing. So Allah Ta'ala stops him in the strongest words. The people of distinction, that was deeni distinction, and amplitude of means never should resolve with oath against helping the relatives, destitute, and the muhajir in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, forgive and overlook, cover faults. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Immediately this verse was revealed, as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Wallahi inni uhibbu an yaghfir Allahu li. I definitely love Allah Ta'ala to forgive me, and I'll never stop his allowance ever thereafter. He continued the allowance. Here there's two things that we need to understand. Allah Ta'ala himself speaks about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as a man of deeni distinction and amplitude of means. So when Allah Ta'ala himself speaks about him as a man of distinction, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, a man of distinction, and obviously to slander such a person is paving your path to Jahannam. Person slanders him or ridicules Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, criticizes him, then obviously he is out of the fold of Islam, because it is Allah Ta'ala himself who counts him as a man of distinction. So he's a man of distinction, and when he's a man of distinction and respect, then it is Allah Ta'ala expects us also to show him that type of respect and that type of respect and honor. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ Those who slander innocent women, those that aren't aware of what's going around, believing innocent women who don't understand what's going around the world, they're cursed both in this life and the hereafter. Aisha radiallahu's words of respect, words of virtue that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, she is innocent, amongst the high-ranking believing women. And number three, she is unaware of what's happening around the world. In other words, she's so innocent in her mind. Her mind doesn't even, any evil, any wrong doesn't even pass her mind. She's so clean in her mind, not even realizing what people of mischief are up to, what they are conspiring. Those things don't even pass her mind. She's so clean and pure. So this is a mind of a believing woman. A believing woman is required not to be too aware and acquainted of what's going around the world. Her mind needs to be pure, clean, just around the house. And this is a woman of honor and dignity in the words of the Quran, al-ghafila, don't know what's going around. But if in their innocence people take advantage and begin to slander and hurl abuse, they are in for trouble, for they'll be cursed both in this life and the hereafter. So similar is the case of Aisha radiallahu anha. If anybody doubts her integrity, her honor, her purity and respect, then he also is out of Islam, because Allah Ta'ala himself announces her purity, her integrity and respect. So if anybody doubts and speaks out against the integrity, the respect and the purity of Aisha radiallahu anha, then he will also be out of Islam, obviously. Then on that day, your own tongues, your hands and your feet will bear witnesses against the things that you've been talking about. The very things that you were using, and that the very evil, the very limbs of yours that were being used for evil, supporting you and cooperating with you in all wrong, these very limbs will bear witness against you. And you will get your dues, your full dues on that day. And you will understand then that it is Allah Ta'ala that is the true reality. It is He that makes everything clear. Then the fourth verse that comes up in virtue and in honor of Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah Ta'ala says, women of impurity are for men of impurity, and men of impurity are for women of impurity, and women of purity are for men of purity, and men of purity are for women of purity. These people are totally innocent against what people say. So Allah Ta'ala declares her a woman amongst the women of purity. And then she, reason being inclined towards her, shows that she is again a woman of purity, because وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ Pure people, men of purity are for women of purity. They are inclined towards women that are pure and clean, chaste and absolutely honorable. So this is again another indication of the purity and the innocence of Aisha radiallahu anha. Again, Allah Ta'ala blesses her. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ For such people is a forgiveness and an honorable sustenance.